Come back next Sunday night when we'll do it all over again. This is AC2GS, and I will formally close this episode of the Limar Technical Net, and I am clear.
Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
KA2YHY listening.
KA2YHY, this is KD2WIW, 811 clear.
KD2WNW, I think I heard. Whiskey, November, whiskey. KA2YHY, good morning, name here is Steve. Just jumping on the Southern State Parkway, heading to work.
Kilo Delta 2, whiskey, India whiskey. Name is Charlie. And I just pulled up to work. I'm just waiting to go inside now.
All right, very good, Charlie. WIW, I got it now. Yeah. Boy, I'm glad the temperature is down here, but the humidity is still pretty high here.
Yep, I'm over here in Hicksville. I was just going to say the temperature is good. Hopefully it doesn't get too hot today, but it's definitely humid, so. Oh well, we're supposed to get another, the aftermath of another hurricane soon, I think, so. It's hurricane season. It's going to be humid probably the whole month.
Yeah, it is. It sure is. And I wonder if we're going to get any of this one that's coming up the through Louisiana. Wonder if it'll ever reach this far. Or if what we're getting right now is the outskirts of it. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll probably get some rain, if anything. Hopefully we won't get any high winds or anything like last week, but we'll probably get some rain and maybe a little bit of wind. But that's all right. It'll keep everything cool for now.
Well, we shouldn't forget the Sandy of October. Hopefully people are better prepared this time.
Yeah, except last week we had Hurricane Henry, and everyone went crazy over preparing and everything, and we didn't get anything. Just a little bit of wind and some rain. It was just like any old rainstorm.
Well, that's for sure. But, initially that was a Category 1. This thing that's hitting Louisiana was a Category 4. Big difference. And, it looks to be much bigger. But, you're right. I have to blame the news. They hyped this thing for almost a half a week. And it's amazing. The only job you can get paid for being wrong.
I never thought of that, but you're right. Oh, man. But anyway, I'm going to say 7-3s to you. I'm going to work, so have a nice day. And we'll probably talk to you on W2VL soon. Kilo Delta 2 Whiskey India Whiskey. Clear.
KD2WIW. 7-3, Charlie. We'll catch you down the log. KA2YHY is listening.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
And W2VL
repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KG2RY, good morning.
Bye.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
This is KD2 UDU listening. Whoever just teed up, you're just all noise.
KD2VDW.
Well, how's it going, Mike?
Sounded like he said WIW, but I could be wrong. Go ahead, try again.
Yeah, KD2WIW, Kilo Delta 2, Whiskey, India, Whiskey.
All right, go ahead, WIW. Yeah, Wayne, I'm good. I'm getting good at pulling out these signals in the noise.
Darn. Well, WIW, you're nice and clear now. What's up?
Nothing. I just moved the car up about a foot. I guess it made a big difference. Nothing much. At work. Sitting in the car right now on standby. So, what about you guys? How's the day going?
The same. I just went to lunch. So normally between 11:30 and 12:15, I'm at lunch.
Yep, same here. Just out here at Old Bethpage by the bus yard. Where are you guys transmitting from?
Amy. Mike, are you speaking to us?
I was just listening for a...
No English lesson.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, I'm not off the mark. But I don't know, I don't consider that like work. She's so much fun. it's more entertainment than it is work.
You know, if she was 85 years old, it wouldn't be as much fun, I'm sure.
I don't know, with that spunk, I think she's got enough to last 100.
Have you heard from Steve?
Negative. Everybody's quiet. Vic's the only one I spoke to this morning. He said he's home. Been meeting. But yeah, no, everybody's very quiet.
Oh, did you see I got Costa Rica the other...
Yeah, I don't know. It seems to be a rash of Costa Rica the last week for me. That's like the third Costa Rica station I heard in like 4 days, so must be a run on it. WIW, the name here is Mike, so go ahead, take it. Alright, back to you, Wayne.
My label's Wayne, with the Alpha Yankee November Echo.
when you said my label's Wayne, I was thinking to myself, label? He probably says that on his underwear. It was funny because my student was saying that she was in a relationship with an older person and there's any differences. And I was just thinking to myself, well, yeah, I mean, you know, nowadays, her idea of a fun night is watching anime. I'm like, okay, Japanese cartoons. They're not cartoons, it's anime.
What's the difference?
If I had to venture to guess, just by my knowledge of anime, it's basically a lot more adult themes.
Nobody gets blown up and cut into pieces and then reconstituted.
KD2WIW. My partner is just reading an anime skit right next to me in the car. It's basically animated porn.
KD2BDW. Yeah, when I was a kid, Wayne, when we were younger, there was a Battle of the Planets, which then Cartoon Network took many years later and made it G-Force. And what it was based on a gotcha man from Japan. And one of the characters, whenever he spoke, he would go to a root-toot-toot, he would just make a sound. And it was narrated by Casey Kasem. And we later learned that the reason that that character always made so many little noises because in the real cartoon he was cursing, and they were just sleeping over it.
Adult theme cartoons, I got it.
So yeah, we've got our differences, for sure. You know, I mean, there could be a million differences, like music, you know. They were actually played with instruments when we were younger.
Sometimes. You know, I also lived through the disco age when, you know, keyboards and synthesizers were the rage. So they weren't really, I mean, they were instruments per se, but they were more electronic.
Yeah, I have a friend who was a studio drummer, and he'd say that, you know, I forget what it was. I can never think of the name of it. It was something Dragon, but long story short, they created a software program to add in errors to the electronic drumming because, you know, on standard, a drummer would hit the side of the drum, you know, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, computer was too perfect, so they came up with a program to add, you know, human mistakes into the computer drumming.
Roger, that wave sounds more spontaneous.
And you notice now, you know, like for example, you know, there's a bunch of music services. I use Cobuz because it's got the most masters. Basically, it's high resolution. The Spotify basically knocks the top off of the music. It's not even CD quality, and where it loses is on the high end. Long story short, you know, I'll notice that the music now is all remastered because back then they didn't care about bass, and now a good like HomePod or any of these speakers is all about bass. So they're remastering a lot of songs to include more bass.
I guess back then they didn't have the bass end, you know, the deep end speakers. It was just all out of one speaker, right?
I would think the opposite. It's actually, if you think about most people, they're using those Alexa-type speakers or headphones. When we were kids, come on, Wayne, we had 15-inch woofers.
Yeah, that's true. The mid-range and tweeters and all that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, if you put Cobuz and Spotify next to each other, it's like $10 versus $15. Cobuz is $15. But if you play one of the high-res versus Spotify, or any of them, even because at the minimum, Cobuz is CD quality. I mean, it's you know, they say older people can't hear highs, but you can hear a distinct difference.
So what do you think about vinyl? Is vinyl better now? You know, I see people, including myself, are hanging on to the old vinyl record.
KQVDW. It depends on the pressing. You know, basically they are saying that vinyl after the 80s kind of got crappy. So the old stuff, you know, the original vinyl was good. But some of the new releases, now they're releasing vinyl new releases, they're terrible.
That's too bad. Got rid of the high-end equipment that they used to make them with.
They still make decent turntables. I mean, there's an audiophile turntable. I think it starts with a grand, basically. Without the cartridge? I forget if it's with the cartridge. Long story short, the thing is nowadays, nobody really buys music anymore, and the problem is that everyone, it's kind of like cameras in a way, you know, your cell phone takes a good picture. Does it take a good picture as good as a camera? No, but it takes a decent picture and it's always on you. So nowadays, most people are listening to Alexa for music, which sounds like it's terrible, but it's there, it's convenient, good enough.
Right, you're right. I have Alexa actually sitting on top of my stereo, and she's always on. You know, I can just tell her across the room to play something. Whatever. This is KD2UDU. KG2RY, good morning. David, how are you?
Can't complain. Just taking it easy this morning. I had a little bit of breakfast, and I was listening to your conversation. Go ahead.
I didn't understand that. There was a lot of noise in that signal.
He said he was listening to the conversation.
Mike, your ears are better than mine.
We were talking about Alexa.
QVDW, yeah. Wayne, I think it also might be the repeater. I think he's coming in on this one versus yours, so I don't know how it translates. But it was funny because before COVID, I said my wife and I went up to this guy's awesome if you're into hi-fi equipment. Hudson Valley, he's up in, whatever, long story short, he's got this little shop and he'll demo anything for you. He's very knowledgeable. My wife and I were listening to a $2,500 tube amp. But I'm telling you, with those $1,000 speakers, just, you would never want to leave your room. It sounded so good. I mean, so much detail. The sound stages, they say, it's like you can literally pick out where the person is standing, each instrument. It's amazing.
My uncle gave me a high-end AV receiver from like 20 years ago, and 100 watts per channel, stereo, surround sound, AV, video, and whatever. I use it for stereo left and right, and that's it.
Yeah, Wayne, I'm not sure. Are you picking them up?
I'm embarrassed because I don't have a... Sorry, I have an old Sony with four speakers. You know, it's not a big deal.
Last station, that was all static, absolute static.
Yeah, but this AV receiver sounds really nice and clear, and I connected a mid-bass, a sub-bass, and it's just amazing. You know, I compared this one to another one, which was like consumer electronics audio. I think the power amplifier stage was a little bit distorted, you know, and it doesn't compare to this big box I put there.
Yeah, Wayne, one day when come over when everything is messed and listen to these little well-rounded sound speakers that they sent me. I'm just looking at them. I'm listening to them as we talk. It's like a 2-inch woofer and a dome tweeter hooked to this little REL subwoofer, and you'll never look at Alexa again.
Like you said, Alexa's always there. So I find myself, you know, sometimes I want to hear just one song and I'll ask for her to play it specifically. Occasionally I'll use her to play Pandora, but you know, unfortunately I don't listen to a lot of music. You know, my wife is, I think I've told you, a sports nut, and she wanted to leave sports and she's just a nut. So we always have the TV on watching some kind of stupid game, including last night's Yankee game, which kept me awake. Anyway, that's my life.
KG2RY. Well, I have a number of playlists on my computer, and these are CD audio, monthly CD audio, some high definition, plays through a DAC, and the wires go to the other end of the room, the input of the stereo. And so, stereo, A and B, front and remote, how to say, you know, I it's like you don't want to leave. It sounds so good. But, you know, I was going trial and error, you know, to get it right for a very long time.
D2VDW, Wayne, I'm right in the middle. I'm fortunate enough. She's not a nut, per se, but she likes TV and she really likes movies. But if it was me, I'm the opposite. I could throw that TV out the window. Literally, I told her the only time I turn that TV on is so that she could watch Dick Van Dyke Sunday night. That's it. I mean, if it was me, I could hand that TV away and never miss a second of it.
I watch the news. That's interesting, David. I didn't realize you could hook a computer up to a stereo system. I don't really have a playlist, so I'm still out of luck.
Well, I captured some audio, and then I captured CDs. You know, I put them in playlists, and it's enough music for me. The quality of the sound makes up for everything, and, you know, everybody has their own way of doing things, I would say. You know, somebody can't tell you that this is the only way you can do something. And so that was my experience. And then, yeah, like, I don't watch any TV, but I watch, like, videos on the social media and YouTube and on, like, independent channels, you know, news channels and information.
Yeah, the new trend now, Wayne, is pretty cool, and I kicked myself because when my wife was here last, there's a service called Rune. So what Rune is it's sort of like Spotify, but not quite. It's sort of like a high-end Spotify, and it puts stuff in like a server, basically. And then you have a central hub, so you can pick up your phone, access Rune, similar to Spotify, but again, just high-end, and it's $200 for a lifetime subscription. And I debated and debated and debated, and then they ended that and made it $600, and now it's a monthly service. I'm like, But that's the new trend, basically, like the Spotify and all that stuff, but more on a server in your house with a central thing, and all your electronics are connected to that. So you just pick up your, you know, phone or tablet or computer. I mean, you know, DACs, DACs, or, you know, sound new, Wayne, but everything had a DAC. Your phone has a DAC, your computer has a DAC. And that's really, really one of the big definers on how good the sound is, your DAC, how well it converts the music.
I think I keyed on you.
I'm pretty fortunate that my Samsung phone has a really good DAC. So actually, I'm just Bluetoothing that music to my speakers, and the DAC on my phone is actually better than the DAC on my computer.
Well, I have a audio player. You plug in a pair of headphones. You could even plug it into a stereo for quality. And bit rates are very high. You get very good quality. But remember, you also have to have a source resolution, you know, to be able to hear the difference.
David, if you are into music, I would highly recommend Qobuz. Give it a try. All the high-end and high-res files that they have on there are, I mean, you can hear the difference clearly.
Could you spell it in phonetics?
Queen, Oscar, Boy, Uniform, Zulu.
Got it. I'm going to look now. You know, I listen to, you know, Radio Paradise? Radio Paradise is black streaming for free. You know, you can donate if you want. Radio Paradise.
Yeah, I've heard it before. But this is nice because this is Spotify and it's CD quality at its minimum. And it's high res, 19.2. I forget what the kilohertz. But long story, it's really a good service.
QSL, I'm looking right now.
Yeah, they have a 30-day free trial you can try. So let me tell you, put that up against Spotify. I mean, you know, all those free services like Pandora, they don't even come close.
Yeah, but, you know, flat streaming is like CD audio quality and it's free. Radio Paradise, you don't have to pay.
There's got to be some, yeah, I don't know if the catalog's as big. I know that if you're what you're thinking, it's streaming, but it's like a radio station, am I correct?
Yeah, it is. You can pick the songs you want to put in your favorites folder, then you can select your favorites folder, play all the ones that you rated. It's pretty good. Not a huge library of songs, but you know, like for me, I think that the popular music, it's rather repetitive. I see certain bands all over the social media, all over the internet. You know, I'm already tired of them. I don't want to buy anything else. And, you know, I'm very happy with what I have. The worst, you know, if I want really good sound, I'll just pull out an LP and play it on a turntable.
Go ahead, take it, Wayne.
QSL, yeah, I have it here. I'll put it in my bookmark.
Listening. Backtrack a little, Mike, because I think I keyed on you. What exactly is a DAC?
Yeah, they never really discussed DACs years ago, of course, and music was analog. But, you know, up into the CD days, you know, any of it, basically they had to take analog music and send it to your speakers. So everything has a DAC, a digital, you know, audio converter, basically. Your phone has a DAC, your computer has a DAC, everything has a DAC. The thing is that it's usually the DACs that they put in computers and stuff are terrible, so when you hook your computer to your stereo, it sounds terrible. You know, you can buy a DAC, believe it or not, like Audio Quest for like $100, the Dragonfly, and the sound is just much, much better, because it's basically the item that's setting all the tones and everything, and how the resolution and everything, it makes a big, big difference.
All right.
Yeah, get more of what you really want in life, in your endeavors, in your audio. And I guess for me it was more like trial and error, you know. And very happy, you know. I realized that there isn't so much radio content of quality that you don't have to pay for.
Yeah, Wayne, a lot of these audiophile guys are buying LG phones because LG is known to have a very, very good DAC in it. You can even buy this thing if you ever want to, you know, improve Alexa. You know, Yamaha sells one of those streamers and it has a pretty good DAC in it. Again, you just connect your phone to it and you can shoot your music to the whole house. Remember Google? Google had that Chromecast Music. That thing was fantastic. For $20, you could put them on every stereo and use your phone and play the music throughout the house.
Yeah, I connect my stereo directly through a DAC to my computer. So whatever content the computer can receive, it can play through the stereo. 192 kilohertz, 24-bit audio. Not the best, but, you know, pretty good.
Got keyed on you. This is KD2UDU, and I'm going to be clear.
KG2RY, listening.
All right, KD2VDW, have a good one, Wayne. We'll talk later. This is KD2VDW. I'm going to jump off. I've got some work stuff to finish before my work on Wednesday. So, David, it was nice talking to you. Wayne, it was nice talking to you. And I'm going to be clear.
73, very nice to meet you. What is your name, sir?
The name here is Mike, one of the easiest names to spell phonetically.
Thank you very much. And enjoy your day. have a fantastic day, and you know, you make discoveries about things every single day, you know. So you learn about, you know, high-end audio and, you know, how to feed a signal into it, you know. I realize that I learn things. Sometimes I buy replacement parts, you know, certain devices, and then I realize I didn't need them and I send them back.
Yep, it's all a discovery. Just another hobby. So, all right, David, nice to meet you again. I'm going to jump off, like I said. I'm going to try and find a few things before my day on Wednesday. So, nice meeting you again. Enjoy your day. And this is KD2VDW. I'll be clear.
73 Mike, KG2RY.
KMV, W2OSR.
W2VL, repeater.
KG2RY, listening. Kilo, Golf 2, Romeo, Yankee, listening.
W2OSR.
KG2RY, how's it going?
All right, Dave. I heard you guys talking about audio stuff when I was going in to get my lunch.
QSL, we were talking about that. How are you doing?
Other than a sore back, I'm doing okay.
QSL, sounds good. I'm looking at your antenna on the QRZ page.
Yeah, I just put up the new photograph of what it looks like now that we got all the work done.
Fantastic. You're making lots of contacts with it.
A fair amount. I made about seven yesterday with Morse code. A couple of guys that were in the Kansas QSO party and then a few Europeans.
QSL. Yeah. I try to listen for the loud signal. You know, if I can hear them good and there's ease of communication, I'll call them. And hopefully we can have a conversation, not just, you know, 5-9 and the name.
Sorry about the delay. The other side of my radio had a repeater that was IDing. Yeah, I used to enjoy that. Actually, there was a group of guys that used to get on with every afternoon. Now, we would work DX, but we also would spend a lot of time talking to each other.
QSL, can I work you on 20 meters?
Yeah, I guess it's possible. I know I've worked the UN, and that's not that far from you.
QSL, but UN has a big antenna. Yeah, a question, how far is Glen Cove from Lower Manhattan in air miles? Is Glen Cove further away than this repeater, Glen Oaks repeater?
Yeah, it is a bit further. I am about 10 miles northeast of the repeater site. It places me somewhere around 25 miles from Manhattan.
QSL, 25 miles. Well, there is a repeater in Plainview. Plainview is like 25 miles away, and I can reach it, you know, on UHF with 10 watts from here to there. So, yeah, it's definitely possible we could talk on 20 meters. The only thing is maybe going to be low signal.
Yeah, it depends. Actually, the UN might have had a good antenna system. They don't anymore. I know one of the people that's involved with getting that station on the air. The way it is right now, they have it set up to operate remote, so he can operate it from his house. But they won't, because of COVID and security concerns, they won't let them go up on the roof and try and do something to improve the antenna situation.
QSL, QSL. I don't know how long ago it was. You know, when they first set up, I know their call sign 4U1US, something like that. And I worked them, they were coming in 40 over 9 from Midtown. It's like, they must have had an amplifier or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll ask Adrian the next time I see him. I'm not sure what the radio setup is there. I forgot what frequency I worked on. I think it was on. No, it was on 80. It was on 80 meters, and he had loaded up a 40-meter dipole again on 80. So he said all he could run was about 5 watts. Otherwise, the transmitter would have shut itself down. And I worked from the house. Took us about 10 tries before we made the contact.
QSL, QSL. Yeah, I have a problem with 40 meters. You know, I get a lot of noise, a lot of QRM on 40 meters. So the only way I can make a contact and actually hear the station calling me is if they're 5-9 signal report or more, maybe 10 over 9, you know. And believe me, you know, when the band is active, there's a lot of stations coming in 10 over 9.
Oh, I believe it. And the other thing, you probably got more height than I do. I know my tower goes up to about 40 feet.
KG2RY. Well, maybe that's all you need, you know, not counting the distance above the sea level and, I should say, altitude of land mass. But, yeah, I guess that's good. I don't try so hard, you know, to call stations that might not hear me very well. And that usually means I talk to stations with big antennas and amplifiers. They may be some other kinds of antennas, maybe verticals or fed wire and fed wire.
Yeah, and I was just thinking of something. In the morning, starting around 6, maybe sometimes a little bit earlier than that, on 7.163, there's a group of guys that meet. They're there to work DX. But one of the guys down in Florida, what a station this guy's got. You can look him up on QRZ. Kilo Echo 5 Echo Echo. He puts out a very good signal. I'm pretty sure you'd hear him up here if his antenna was pointed this way.
Yeah, I worked him on 20 meters, and his signal report was 40 over 9.
He has a big piece of property in Florida. The last I heard, he had 10 towers up on the property. Somebody told me he put a couple of more up, and now he's got 13 towers.
QSL, Bob. I looked at his pay, you know, endless amounts of antennas and equipment and things, you know. Good for him, you know, I hope he's having a good time with it. And I think that for me, it's better just to have one or two radios and a wire antenna. I get a lot of satisfaction from that.
Oh yeah, and where you are in the city, that's probably all you're ever going to be able to get up. So you do the best you can with what you have.
QSL, and you know, I'm totally happy with it. You know,
if there's no action on 20 meters or 17 meters, you know, there isn't a signal I could find, you know, I'll listen to shortwave, I'll listen to AM, I'll listen to my stereo, or I get on a dual band radio, you know, or the D-Star. There's plenty of things to do on the ham radio.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've got antennas up for, well, UHF right now, and VHF. I've got a seven-element beam up for 2 meters. So if there was propagation there, I'd be able to work stations, probably up into New England and to Jersey and a few other places. But the six-meter antenna, when I had that up on the rotor, and it wasn't up very high, it was just in the middle of my roof, so it was up about, at best, 20 feet, probably less than that. And this past year, when it was still up, I managed to work into Europe.
QSL, QSL. Do you get a loud signal when you work Europe?
If the conditions are right, yeah, you get a pretty good signal. I was just working the people there with 100 watts. Granted, you know, I had a five-element beam, which kind of helped. But even when I had a three-element beam up, I was able to work some places in Europe.
QSL, QSL. Yeah, I get Europe a lot on 20 meters. You know, if there's activity, certain times of the day, I can work Europe. Going west, I don't get so much in the west. The west coast, on 17 meters, there's the station in Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon, so that is the other coast. And I hear some stations from California calling from time to time, but I don't call them. The signals aren't loud enough, and I just don't have so much interest there. I'd rather call in the other direction.
Yeah, understood. Depending on conditions, you might be able to work for Australia in the morning on 40 meters. I mean, I know I have with 100 watts and just a dipole, which is basically what you're running. Of course, the noise level might be the problem, but it's doable. But yeah, I worked Japan on 100 watts CW. And I forget what band it was. I'm going to have to go take a look again.
Well, I worked New Zealand on 20 meters. Same station, two different times, maybe a year apart of QSOs. And there's a brick structure on my roof and metal construction also there. For some reason, my antenna does not point far east, doesn't point far east. So I don't get Australia, hardly anything from Japan, although I heard one station calling. I couldn't work him, the signal wasn't loud enough. But maybe, you know, on the long path, I don't know, on the long path, I don't have so much power, KG2RY.
NW2OSR. Yeah, let me think. Usually in the morning, if I'm working Australia or that part of the world, I work direct, which means the short path. If it's in the afternoon and there are openings to Australia, I actually wind up pointing out South Africa. And they come in that way on the long path.
QSL, QSL. Yeah, but there's so much noise on 40 meters. I can hardly work just regular skip, you know. 20 meters, you know, if the stations are there and the propagation is there, maybe I could work them. And 17 meters also, maybe I could work them. since the west coast for me is much easier on 17 meters than on 20 meters.
Okay, understood. Yeah, I know my noise level on 40 is a little on the high side. Not horrible, but sometimes it can be. 17 meters, when I first started out, I really loved 17 meters because it was a very quiet band. And even though the antenna I was working 17 on was not designed for 17 meters, it was a three-wire fan dipole type thing, but it tuned on 17, so I worked it.
QSL, I worked 17 meters for a while, you know, just 17 meters, you know, and it was mostly like 20 meters, although, you know, I have noise QRM coming from the elevator motor, the roof of the building, and that comes through on 17 meters really loud, so the only way I can have conversations on 17 meters is if the signal is 5.9 or 10 over 9, etc., you know. 20 meters, the noise is much less, so I tell you how thankful I am to have 20 meters and the ability to reach out, you know, for DX and to be able to continue to have long QSOs without the worry of intermittent noise interference. KG2R1.
All right, W2OSR. MFJ makes a device that's for canceling noise. What it is, it's like a receiver, and it receives and hopefully gets the noise. It then subtracts the noise from the signal that you want to listen to so that it's easier to hear that signal.
QSL, Bob, I have one of those. I tried it. It didn't help with this noise much at all. Just a couple of extra knobs I had to turn before I could make a contact. So I pulled it out, you know, I took out that device and, you know, set the radio up for optimal performance with antenna, SWR, RF choke, and cable, coaxial cable. And the result, I think, is much better. It's much more simple. And when I hear people talking, you know, and the signals are loud enough, they want to make contact, you know, then I'll answer a CQ or you know, if it's a pileup or a somebody's receiving calls from more than one person, you know, if the signals are loud enough, you know, I can get through. And to have a conversation with them, you know, more interesting for me than to make a bunch of, you know, DX contacts and get my DXCC. So, you know, everybody, I guess, has their own thing.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just curious, which coax are you using to feed your antenna?
RG213.
All right, that's okay. And I don't know that it would make any difference. RG213 is okay, it's pretty well shielded. But there are a few other cables that have better shielding on them, and that might or might not lower your noise. It's hard to say, and I'm not sure it's worth the expense.
Well, you know, this radio that I'm talking to you now, this VHF, UHF, it's connected to antenna. 8.5 foot vertical, and the coax is the LMR-400.
Yeah, the LMR-400 has good shielding. That's 98% shielding. So it's got the braid, plus it's got the aluminum foil under the braid.
KG2RY. Yeah, well, there's minimal loss on the RG213. You probably couldn't easily measure it, depending, I guess, on what frequency I'm operating on. 10 meters, it reacts differently than 17 meters, reacts differently than 20 meters, etc. and I listen to 10 meters oftentimes, you know, to see if there's any action there, and there hardly is any, you know. Most of the stations I hear are from Florida. Go ahead.
Now that's typical. I got a car accident up here in front of me. Okay, good. We should get in the car, so I'm out of the road. That's good. I'm just thinking. 213, probably pretty good up to about 15 meters, and then it starts to get a little wossy.
QSL, let me get the chart, see if I can get the exact number.
Yeah, sometimes it's a little hard to get it because they don't give you the frequency that you're operating on.
No, they tell you. Coaxial cable, attenuation chart, universal radio, RG213, attenuation per 100 feet, 30 megahertz, so 50 megahertz, 50 megahertz, 1.5 dB of loss.
Yeah, and your RG, let's say the LMR 400 would be about 0.9 dB at 50 megahertz.
Right, 0.9. So from 0.9 to 1.5, it's not that big a difference.
Nah, it's very little. 99% of the time, you'd never even notice it. Anyway, I'm in the Home Depot parking lot. I'm going to put the mic down, so I'm going to say 73. Enjoy the rest of the day, W2OSR.
73, Bob, KG2R1.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
D2OGB Mobile.
Delta 2, Foxtrot Hotel, India.